It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Here we are again. We're all together. And this community's growing wider and larger and deeper all of the time. And we hear from people all over the world who tell us that you're touched by the stories and the experts that we have on. Well, today, get ready. You're going to be touched. Alana, who's from Western Canada, one of the most beautiful places in the world as far as I'm concerned, and I've traveled the globe, was doing well. She was out in nature, and a couple of years ago she started not to feel exactly the way she should. And she had a little fear in her mind because she lost her dad to cancer, and her mom had cancer too. And don't you know, the worst of her imagination came true. And the doctor says you have an extremely aggressive breast cancer. And of course, probably followed up that three words, extremely aggressive breast cancer, with let's cut it off, let's bomb it, let's burn it. Now the good news for Alana and the bad news for Alana, she watched what her father endured a few years earlier when she was still at university. And the end result, as it is for almost everyone who just does mainstream medicine without something else, was death. So she lost her dad. And a few years before that, her mom calls and said, oh my God, I have breast cancer. And in fact, was so frightened at first, went through the first step of treatment, then got on a plane, and came from Calgary, Canada, down here to West Palm Beach, and healed herself. So now she had a coin. You know, we all have the coin we can flip, and two sides. Should I go mainstream? It looks impressive. White coats, stethoscopes, big buildings, credentials on the wall. Or should I attempt to do what Mom did? Well, they didn't give Alana a chance to think, because her loving husband and Mom conspired, got a plane ticket, made a reservation, and she showed up here smack in the middle of the pandemic. Alana, tell us what you felt like when you landed in West Palm.
Well, I felt like I was going to be fine. I honestly didn't have a ton of fear of the cancer because my mom's cancer was very, very aggressive. And I'd watched her heal herself. What I feared was what I was going to have to do and what I was going to have to give up and how deep I was going to go to heal. And that was the part that I knew was going to be a lot of work because I'd seen it happen to my mom. And you come out the other end, you know, an amazing transformed person, but the process
It's huge. And you also had obstacles. You had already breast implants for since many, many years.
Yeah, explain them. You know, as you said to me when we discussed your implants at that point, was that all of the girls were doing it. It's sort of matter of fact.
It was interesting. If you remember when I first came, the plan, I didn't know anything about breast implant illness. I had no clue that that could even remotely be tied together.
Right.
So, and we didn't even cover it. You told me they're going to have to come out, but you have to deal with the cancer first. We can't just start chopping things out now.
No.
That's not going to work.
Right.
So I knew that I learned everything I needed to at Hippocrates to come home, build a team. Mm-hmm. I knew what a lymph drain should feel like. I knew what a colonic should accomplish. Like, I knew all the things that I was going to need to kind of get organized. I knew how to feed myself. I knew how to juice and sprout. So I'd come home and do all of that. And I felt very comfortable doing that. And I didn't even get to the breast implant thing because I was busy doing step one, which we knew was let's turn this cancer off and get it going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So you gave me a timeline and you said, you know, you've got a couple of years of this and we're going to have to hammer this down.
Right.
So and I did.
When your mom healed cancer, did you and your family attempt to live healthfully for a bit?
We for sure did. And I would say I'm probably in the top 1% of standard American diet living. I had grocery store sprouts in my fridge. I was not vegan, but I ate, dairy was off the list. I had very little meat consumption. Truthfully, switching to the diet wasn't very tricky for me. Okay. I wasn't super far off. My stress management was not good. We'd been through a family trauma. COVID was very stressful on us. You know, you're running a business and you guys came out the other end of COVID. Yeah. Not fun time to run a business.
No.
And I didn't know how to handle that. I had, you know, I had some other things that I think if it was only the food, I probably would have been okay.
Right.
But the food is what I needed to do to heal myself. Like I had to go extra to get back on track. And I clearly come from a family. I mean, I don't believe this is hereditary. I know that my cancer is not genetic because we do have the testing on that. But what is genetic is how people handle stress.
Yeah.
And how, you know, we live in the same area, which, you know, I live in a rural area where there's spray planes going by spraying the crops and, mm-hmm. and doing the
pesticides,
things. So there's things in my neck of the woods that make it impossible to not be living 100%.
Well, like, we both suspect you, like hundreds and hundreds of women that we've worked with, probably got them in great part because of the plastic implants, which that the physicians lie about. They tell you, oh, well, it's saline, it's not as bad as the silicone. It's the plastic. So plastic's always given the cancer, and they both leak.
There's 26 heavy metals in a breast implant. Like, why do they need to put metal in there? I don't really know. I don't know how it holds it together. I don't understand it. But when you look at the MSDS sheet, mm-hmm. there's 26 heavy metals in the breast implant. So what happened, I think, and I got pretty good at reading my body. I would have said by a year and a half, I think I was cancer-free. Thermography showed no heat whatsoever. My ultrasounds, I could still feel a really tiny lump, but the ultrasounds had gone from a big black dot to you could barely even see it on an ultrasound, to the point that my oncologist said, there's really no point in coming. Like, I can kind of click from here to here and come up, but you really couldn't tell what was going on. So I think I was doing okay by about the year and a half mark. And then my health got worse, mm-hmm. and weird things started to happen to me. I got what in breast implant world they call the iron bra, mm-hmm. which is just terrible pain that goes all the way around where your bra would be, like across your back. My feet hurt so bad. Walking was painful. And it was just, and I'm on the same diet, zero inflammation, totally alkaline. Like there was really no reason that this was happening.
Right.
And I suspect, and I don't know, you're the medical professional. I suspect what happened is my body detoxed the cancer because that was the thing that was most important. And when that was dealt with, my body went to fighting the next thing.
Yep.
And I think I started to try to break down the implant, and of course what's around the implant is the capsule, which holds any of that plastic, and it's your body's protection mechanism is in that capsule. And
well,
so when
that's a very astute observation that you're making, Boy. Mm-hmm. That resonates exactly what happened to you.
Yes.
That it was through this, you know, the body's immune system is amazing, and when you befriend it and you do what you've done and have a determination, I'm going to heal, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, my life is good. There's nothing in the way of that immune system reversing it. It's going to knock those plastic implants out. When we come back, we're going to talk about that voyage you took, that experience you had. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, and here with an alumna, Alana Frere from Western Canada, and who was here with her mom. And we love you both. It's just so amazing. We're writing about you guys in the next magazine, Healing Our World. And, you know, a lot of people should know that you can actually look at that on our website and read about it. So
going back years and years.
Going back years.
Publishing that for 43 years.
Four times a year we publish. So we have a lot of stories. And so Alana, she healed herself. But boy, let's go back. She had a lot of family trauma. She had the COVID happened. Business was tough. And then she got on our diet. She was really strict and did so well that when they did scans, they didn't find the cancer. But then she got into this pain because now the implants that were not out yet, the body was trying to get rid of them. So what did you do then?
Well, so originally Brian and I had decided we were going to deal with the cancer once we felt that that was safe enough to kind of be cutting around and not be worrying about spreading. That's when we were going to deal with the implants. So by a year and a half, 2 years, it was just short of 2 years when I had the explant surgery done, which gives you a whole bunch of other information that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So they did what's called an embolic capsulectomy, and that's really important.
Say that slower for the women out there who are enduring these plastic objects.
It's an embolic or a full capsulectomy. And so what that means is when they put an implant in, your body will naturally protect yourself with scar tissue from the foreign object. And that scar tissue is where any leaking plastic, any leaking silicone, and the silicone can, like, that's what the outside of a saline implant is made from. So it doesn't matter what kind of implant you have. The heavy metals, parasites, fungus, mold, all of that, your capsule should hold that in there for you. And everybody has a capsule. So some people get capsule constricture, and that's where it gets really, really hard and painful. And that would be why some people have them removed, because of just absolute pain. So when you're having them removed, the first surgeon that I went to go see, his plan was to just cut open the breast, empty out, it was saline, there's no problem with saline, so they were just going to poke a hole and let that leak into my body, remove the plastic, and leave the capsule in there with the theory that it's not a foreign object.
It is
something that your body has created, and so it will be reabsorbed. And through my research, what I've come to learn is that A, it's filled with toxins, and so it's really hard for your body to get rid of it. And so if you're having things like hair loss, fatigue, it's linked to MS, Lyme, like all kinds of things are coming from these implants. You got to remove the capsule because that's where the toxins are. And so when I had this surgery, what was left of this tumor that I had previously had cancer was actually stuck to the capsule. So I can't say for certain that my implants caused breast cancer, but it grew on it.
Like it didn't
grow somewhere else. It grew on the capsule surrounding the implant. And so that capsule also grew into a big chunk of the muscle. So I, at my surgery, had to remove the implant with a capsulectomy. And in order to keep that capsule and get a margin around it, much like how they would remove a tumor, right? You want to, you don't want to poke the bear. The same holds true for when they do a embolic capsulectomy.
Yeah.
So they had to cut out that muscle to make sure that they had everything intact.
And how long was this surgery? How many hours?
Just short of 5 hours. And they're typically somewhere between 2.5 and 3 hours. So this one, it made me feel really good that it was so bad because I wasn't crazy. I really was struggling. And so that was nice. And then their advice, of course, is, well, you don't want to be on anything cleansing right away because it's such a toxic load that you don't want to detox too fast. Mm-hmm. Which, and don't exercise. Like, don't get moving because you need to sit for 7 or 8 weeks. And I guess somebody who isn't in tune with their body or have a bit of a sense of what their capabilities are, they have to advise to that denominator of people. But as the minute I was allowed to fly, once they took the drains out, I think I was 14 days post-surgery, I went back down to see you guys at Hippocrates, and I went into the heaviest detox I could do. I did the immunity program. I did all the plunging. I worked with the physiotherapist and the stretch therapist so that I could rehabilitate those chest muscles, which had been, like, my implants were underneath the muscle. So I wanted those to adhere correctly through physical activity because I knew that I needed to do it. Plus, your body heals 300 times faster. I can't remember what the statistic is when you're physically active.
If you could see, if you could see Alana exercise, because she could hardly lift her arm because they took such a big chunk of her muscle when they took the implants out on one side, and she is
two weeks later she worked
that thing out, and gosh, it could have taken years.
Back to 100% and not compensating for anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like if you hurt one foot and you limp on the other side and then you throw off your back and you get, you know, like it's that secondary injury is really, I work in the fitness industry. I needed to avoid that. And I knew that the place where I could get everything that I needed with every professional I needed could be as quick at getting this done was down at Hippocrates. So for me, it was just a no-brainer.
And
it was
did
just
it.
Get on a plane and get fixed.
When we come back, we're going to talk to all of you out there how you can embrace some of this in your life so that you don't have to face cancer or multiple sclerosis or diabetes, cardiovascular disease or Parkinson's disease. You know, the list goes on. And this little break, just reflect how important your life is. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, and here with Alana Frere, alumni and somebody who healed herself and who healed herself after her mom healed and had the amazing
courageous
example.
Courageous duo, mom and daughter, both healed cancer, aggressive
There's
cancer.
There's no doubt in their mind that they were going to heal. But so after they took all of this tissue and the implants, what did they find?
So because there was still a little tiny lump in that capsule, they did the biopsy on it, and it came back as benign. So in my case, we had a biopsied tumor that was aggressive cancer that after 2 years of a lifestyle change was then biopsied and non-cancer.
And it's so the best news.
You would think that that would impress my doctor. And he, who did a great job of the surgery, and I'm so grateful for what he did, because I needed that done.
Yes.
But his recommendation was that it was close to the lymphatic system, and I should still have my lymph nodes removed and do mapping on a benign tumor.
Yeah.
And did he I guess he didn't suggest, as they do to most poor women getting breast removals, to put implants back in. He knew you were against them, I'm sure.
No, that was one of the options.
Oh, he actually brought that up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, Anna Maria, we have a guest right now, and we were talking on the way to the studio today. Tell that story.
So we...
the woman who, by the way, in January, had both of her breasts removed, and they didn't even give her an option. They prepared for the implants.
Yes. Oh, this is really sad. She has had two big surgeries since the new year. And when she did her breast cancer, she had double mastectomy. They put enlargers in, and when there was time, and she had actually thought, I'm not going to do any implants. They more or less forced it because the insurance company would not pay. There was something crazy. Yeah. And then she ended up with total hysterectomy. And oh my God, she's been through so much, but she's doing so much better.
I mean, it's time that we don't treat women as objects anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, if breasts are so important, let guys put them into themselves.
Yes.
Number two, if the man wants breasts, let him marry breasts, not the woman. Number three, women have got to stand for their rights, and they've got to say no, and they've got to be listened to. And if they're not listened to, they find somebody that will listen to them.
But most women are really young when they put these in, and it looks good.
And you know, in my circumstance, I don't lack self-confidence. I don't have a spouse who gives a crap about that. I can't even tell you why I got them.
Right.
You graduated college, you got your boobs, you went to spring break in Florida, and then you moved on with your career. Like, I don't even know how it happened.
Right.
It just was.
So you mean all those girls I was looking at in spring break had false breasts?
I don't even know how it honestly happened, which made it an easy transition for me, because they don't look like 20-year-old perky little things. You know, they look like they've had some trauma to it, and I couldn't care less. And I believe that came from the mental work that happened through the cancer.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I have such a value for my health and for my mental health and for where I'm at in my life that, you know, it does not even on me where they're at now.
We have pictures that some of our guests have taken from their explants, and even after 3 months somebody took them out because she was got so sick, and she figured out that it was the breast implants. They were black, they were
full of mold.
Yeah. And so no wonder she was so sick.
And then
sick.
We talked to a doctor who you talked to, Dr. Dev, and he said that's very common.
Yeah.
He said it's very common after 2-3 months. Can you imagine that we're allowing this barbaric process to go on for profiteering for people? I think we need to stop this. And so talk to the women out there who are listening, and there's many who have these breast implants for a variety of reasons. As you pointed out, you don't even know why you did it. What would you say to them, or women who are thinking about breast implants?
Well, I would highly, highly recommend to A, not get them, and B, if you had them, remove them. Yeah. I think you really need to do your research. You know, a huge portion of the people that end up with breast implants are cancer people.
Yes.
And you need to realize that it says right on the box, may cause cancer. So if you have removed your breast because of cancer, think about the fact that you're putting something that causes cancer back into the same spot.
Right.
Like, that should be criminal.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And as you point out, the very box to prevent liability on their part says that this is a cancer-causing object. It's insane.
And maybe 24 years ago, that was something that I saw. I don't remember. And I don't know that I would have... I mean, there's people that smoke every day, and it says right on it that it will kill you.
Yes.
Right. You look at the link between booze or Doritos or bacon and cancer. I mean, people do things every single day that cause cancer because they think they're invincible and it's not going to happen to them. So I can do my best to encourage somebody to not do it, but I wish through radio I could show you a before and after picture of my face.
Yes.
Because if you think that a nice set of boobs is attractive,
the face is much better.
We've seen those pictures.
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, we're not exaggerating a bit. She looked 25 years younger.
Yes.
How long did that take to change?
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So you had the breast implants removed, mm-hmm. and the benign, non-cancerous tumors and slush and mold and God knows what else. And within 2 weeks, you actually reversed your age by 25 years. And look, it's like amazing. I was looking at you at the gym. I can't keep my eyes off women, period. Anna Marie lets me look but not touch.
Oh, she's amazing.
Really look like a young girl there.
Yes, you do.
I mean, honest to God, you look like you're about 25 years old.
And, you know, Alana, you have a very special bond with your mom because you both have gone through the same thing. What mom and daughter goes through that?
It's great. Well, thanks for being on with us today. We hope everyone out there listening was as touched as we are knowing this courageous, young, wonderful woman, wife, mother, daughter, and great human being. Till next week, all of you aspire to be as great as you possibly can. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.